Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse DePlantis. Thank you for tuning in to Faith to Facts. Got a good subject to talk about today. Do you feel limited? Do you feel like, my God, I can't seem to break through, like they call it, or jump the gate or jump the fence? Well, the only person that can limit you is you, not the devil. He's under your feet. Jesus gave you the power of attorney to use his name. So everything bows at the name of Jesus. That's spiritual, physical, and financial. The only person that can limit you is you. I can't get that enough in your mind. So why would you limit yourself? Why don't you bless yourself? Jesus said, be blessed in the city, in the field, going in and going out. That sounds like an unlimited person to me saying that. Let me give you a great scripture. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. So how do you walk wisely? The Bible said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. So what you do, you ask of God. I said, today, all I want to do is your perfect will. Because I know if I'm living and doing your perfect will, then I'm unlimited in anything I do. Spiritually, physically, or financially. It makes no difference how old you are or how young you are. Here's another verse, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. That's pretty good, isn't it? Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we reap if we faint not. I refuse to limit myself or take any limitation from anyone, anywhere, anyhow. I made up my mind that I am going to trust this Bible, walk in this word, and this word's going to walk with me and trust me as I dictate to myself what I receive spiritually, physically, and financially, every area of my life. Don't everybody want to be blessed? I don't know why anybody wouldn't want to be blessed. Don't you want to feel good all the time instead of some of the time? You know, Jesus said, by his stripes you were healed. Most people say, but I am sick. That's limitation. Not because you're sick, it's you saying what you have instead of saying what you want. When he said, by his stripes you were healed. So talk to yourself. Tell your body, let me tell you something. You are going to be healthy today. You're going to feel good today. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because you're not my boss. I am yours. That's called the tongue of the learned, saying what God says. I love what Jesus said all the time. I only say what my Father says, and I only do what my Father says to do. Isn't that a blessing of the Lord? Think about that. So I say the same thing. I be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children. I'm only going to say what Jesus tells me to say, and I'm only going to do what Jesus tells me to do. And watch this. I have the Holy Spirit that's guiding me, not in some truth, but all truth. Now, that's a big statement, ladies and gentlemen. Faith that fact. Do that every day, and you'll have a hard time making a mistake. God don't lead you down paths where you just get yourself beat up. People think he does that to test you. No, when you see a test coming, all you do is say, I don't care what that says. Whose report I'm going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. See, you can stimulate your faith. Now faith is. Don't put it in the future. It can create a future. But let's face it, you want it in the now. People say, but Jesse, why do you live so good? Ready? First, I'm not limited. The most powerful prayer and probably the most heard of prayer in the world. And you know, and watch it. I mean, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done where? Where? On earth, in earth, as it is in heaven. Now, do you think anybody's stressed out in heaven? You think there's any sickness, disease, or calamity in heaven? No. Why is it here? Because we limit ourselves. We believe what the devil says instead of what Jesus says. So stand up today and say, you know what? I'm going to have what I say. He said, you say to that mountain, what things soever you desire, not him, you. See, that's a person with no limitation. Are you learning something very simple, yet very profound? So use it today and you'll not be limited anymore, okay? Do it. Faith that fact. Be blessed. See you.